From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Everton Soccer Club is based in Liverpool. It's part of England's Premier League, and it is owned, and its owner has agreed to sell the team to a group of investors based in Miami. This would not be the first transatlantic ownership of a British team. If approved, the sale would mean Americans own 10 out of 20 clubs in the world's most lucrative soccer league. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why European football has recently become a preferred destination for Yankee capital.
Even though Marshall Lamb lives about 5,000 miles away from Liverpool in the San Francisco Bay Area, he is very much a diehard Everton soccer fan. Watches every game, knows the players, and can sing a fight song.
What the heck do we care? Because we always know it's gonna be a show when the Everton boys are there.
Like his fellow Evertonians across the pond, Lamb is mostly excited for new owners as long as they're into it for the same reasons he's into it.
I don't think American investors need to be messing with any sports team unless they really believe in the team, the club, the history, and the fans. You know, English football is very different than American sports.
One key difference between European soccer and, say, the NFL is something called promotion. Basically, teams from the minor leagues can get to the major leagues if they win enough. To Jordan Gardner, that sounded like an investment opportunity.
The promotion system, you can buy the equivalent of a AAA baseball team and get it to the equivalent of the major leagues, right? And what comes with that is huge jumps in revenue, value of your club. So can, if done properly, be quite financially lucrative.
Gardner led an investment consortium to buy a Danish football team in 2019, got it promoted, and then sold it. He says a big chunk of American investors are coming from Silicon Valley.
I think tech looks at sport in general, but European soccer is an undervalued asset class and something they can bring in expertise and know-how and add value.
Like any investment, there's risk, too. The three teams at the bottom of the Premier League standings get relegated, dropped to an inferior league. As of right now, Everton is in the relegation zone. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.